The promise was simple. Study hard, land a secure job, climb the ladder, retire comfortably. For generations, this formula worked. But what happens when the entire system collapses? When companies that promised lifetime pensions declare bankruptcy? When safe jobs vanish overnight? When your carefully planned retirement fund shrinks to half its value? The industrial age playbook has become dangerously obsolete, yet millions still cling to it like passengers refusing to believe the ship is sinking. Even economic recoveries offer false comfort. Remember when gas prices dropped and everyone rushed back to buying SUVs, only to face sticker shock months later? The harsh truth isn't that the economy failed you. It's that relying on anyone else for your financial security was always a fragile bet. Microsoft launched during a recession. So did Disney. More than half the corporations on the Dow Jones Industrial Average started when times were tough. Why? Because desperation breeds creativity, and uncertainty forces us to stop waiting for rescue and start building our own lifeboats. Your financial future depends not on how much you earn, but how you earn it. Four paths exist: employee, working for someone; self-employed, working for yourself; business owner, owning a system that generates money; and investor, having money work for you. Most people trade time for money in the first two quadrants. The self-employed quadrant feels like freedom. No boss, your own schedule, but it's often the cruelest trap. You've just become your own demanding boss, juggling government requirements, employee needs, customer complaints, and family obligations. The business owner quadrant is where true leverage begins. You build systems that work without you. The investor quadrant is where money itself becomes your employee. These aren't just business structures. They're different mindsets. Employees crave security. Self-employed people value independence. Business owners focus on building talented teams. Investors want their money working while they sleep. Moving from self-employed to business owner requires a quantum leap, surrounding yourself with people smarter than you rather than being the smartest person in the room. When MBA students ask how to find investors, the unvarnished answer shocks them. You just do it because you have to. Entrepreneurship isn't taught through case studies. It's forged through action, through the uncomfortable moment when you must convince customers to buy and investors to believe. The difference between dreamers and doers comes down to courage. Consider the flight attendant who opened her salon despite having less experience than the talented hairstylist stuck working for someone else. Or Kiyosaki and his wife Kim, homeless in 1985, living in their Toyota with depleted savings and maxed out credit cards. When friends offered help and suggested getting jobs, they struggled to explain why employment wasn't their answer. There were moments when a secure paycheck seemed tempting, but they persisted. By 1989, they were millionaires. Their transformation didn't require money. They started in debt. It didn't require degrees or connections. It required a dream, determination, willingness to learn, and understanding which quadrant would lead to freedom. Most people need passive income without millions in startup capital. Traditional businesses demand substantial investment, averaging $5 million, with brutal odds. 90% fail within 5 years. Franchises require $100,000 to $1.5 million up front. Network marketing offers something radically different. Companies pay people to promote products through personal word of mouth, the most powerful marketing force. This $110 billion global industry creates a win-win, where companies achieve market penetration while representatives build substantial cash flow through relationships. Here's what most people miss. The real value isn't monthly income, it's the asset you're building. Income is linear. You trade time for money and can never stop working. A true asset works for you. When you build a network marketing business, you're constructing an asset generating passive, residual income. The biggest misconception is that network marketing is about selling. selling creates income that stops when activity stops. The goal isn't becoming a sales superstar. It's building a network, an army of people representing the same product, which becomes an asset generating income long after your initial effort. Network marketing offers 8 synergistic wealth-building assets. First, real-world business education, practical skills like self-organization, goal setting, and time management. Second, personal development, where you face fears and build transformative confidence. Third, a circle of friends who share your dreams, because your income typically equals the average of your 5 closest friends. Fourth, the power of your own network. As Thomas Edison proved with electrical lines and Sam Walton with retail stores, the richest people build networks while everyone else looks for work. Fifth, a duplicable, scalable business where success comes from building a system anyone can copy. Sixth, incomparable leadership skills, the force that builds great businesses. Seventh, genuine wealth creation measured not by income size, but by time. How many days could you survive financially if you stopped working today? Finally, big dreams and the capacity to live them, shifting from I can't afford it to how can I afford it? A small change in thinking that multiplies exponentially over a lifetime. Network marketing success requires teaching and team building, not sales talent. Born salesmen often fail because they can't duplicate themselves. Most build part-time only. 1 in 8 works 20 hours weekly. Startup costs are minimal, under $500, plus modest monthly expenses. What you need? Willingness to push beyond comfort zones, clear vision, and realistic expectations. This isn't get rich quick. On average, 1 in 10 contacts says yes. Commit to 5 years, the time frame for any successful business. Malcolm Gladwell notes mastery requires 10,000 hours of practice, roughly 5 years full-time. Follow this path. Build your business, reinvest profits, invest in real estate, let assets buy luxuries. The critical mistake? Using new income to expand living expenses instead of reinvesting. Don't replace your job with your business. That's just creating another job. True wealth stems from financial intelligence, knowing how to earn, protect, budget, and invest money. 3 emotional states define your relationship with money: living in fear, broke and paralyzed, living in frustration, earning well but trapped in work, and living in joy, passive income exceeding expenses. Network marketing represents the business model of the future, a democratic wealth-building system open to anyone, regardless of background. Just as Henry Ford democratized automobile ownership, network marketing has democratized wealth creation. It's revolutionary because you can only become wealthy by helping others succeed. The old ant and grasshopper fable presents a false choice between frugal deprivation and reckless spending. You deserve better. By understanding wealth fundamentals and pursuing ambitious dreams, you can achieve extraordinary success. Network marketing offers equal opportunity for abundance. It's your pathway to personal freedom in a world where only those who control their financial destiny will thrive.